One of the last things an independent Scotland did before formally becoming a part of Great Britain was to launch the Darien Scheme. It was an effort in the late 17th century to establish a Scottish colony in the New World, specifically in the Darien, a remote jungle region that today straddles the border between Panama and Colombia. Travel writer Carolyn McCarthy explains.
Well, the Scots set up there basically as their attempt to stake their claim in the New World and have a shipping post there that would give them a presence there and let them compete. It was absolutely disastrous. If it wasn't the indigenous people attacking them, it was the Spanish attacking them, and dysentery and diseases that they were wholly unfamiliar with, and the crops that they thought they could live on just rotted in the ground. So it was an absolutely disastrous attempt. I think only a handful of people made it out alive.
For God's sakes, of all places they could go in the New World. So why did you go?
So I went. I'm a travel writer. And really, the Darien is one of the places in the Americas that has the most intrigue. It's kind of known as a no man's land because there's no roads in the interior. It's just this vast expanse of virgin tropical jungle that just has mind-boggling biodiversity. If you like to see animals, if you want to ever glimpse a jaguar or a harpy eagle or a tapir, but hopefully not too close to your camp.
Well, right. If you're not bitten by a snake or picked off by a drug trafficker, you can see this wonderful biodiversity.
Exactly.
Step back just a bit. Roughly, where are we talking about geographically?
Okay. So this is a space that's occupied by both Panama and Colombia. Basically, it's the one gap. It's called the Darien Gap. And it's the one gap in the road that's the Pan-American Highway, which goes from Alaska to the pencil tip of South America at Ushuaia. So you're looking at this road that covers all of the Americas, but this is the one spot where the road could not penetrate because of swamps, because of these crazy conditions of the jungle.
And it would be how long? 60 miles, 100
miles? It's between 60 and 100 miles, depending on where your departure point and your arrival point in Colombia.
Okay, so this sounds nuts in this day and age. You know, we've gotten over mountains, blasted through rock. How can it be possible that we can't get through this spot?
Potentially, it's possible. I've heard that it would be extremely difficult. You have the Tratos Swamp, which is this enormous swampland that I don't know if draining it would be wise in terms of the environmental repercussions. But then beyond the sheer ability to build it is the desire to build it, because would a road be more detrimental than beneficial? Because you're looking at its effect on indigenous communities, on drug trafficking. So there's definitely an issue there in terms of what the trade-offs are for a road versus no road.
So tell me what you found when you went down there.
I went into interior villages, and it was really interesting to see how people lived. There's Embera and Wunan tribes, Kuna people, and stayed with a family in a thatched hut. You know, people paint themselves with tawa juice, with decorative designs that also works as a mosquito repellent. And it's just such a different life. They're incredible weavers. They're incredibly hospitable. They're living in a way that we can only imagine ages past the world was like. And it's so remote, and just traveling by boat and then by river and then getting on a smaller dugout canoe and going up a smaller river and then going up a smaller river. I mean, this is the heart of darkness kind of experience. And I think that's what's special about it, is that there are some places that the modern world hasn't penetrated yet.
Travel writer Carolyn McCarthy telling us about the impenetrable Darien Gap. Thank you.
Thank you.
Catch a glimpse of life in the Darien Gap. You can see some of Carolyn's photos from the region at PRI.org.